Hello everyone, this is Master Sang H. Kim. In kicking, leg muscles are the most important for generating power, speed and accuracy. Standing leg provides support for the kicking leg. When the standing leg pushes the ground for kicking, the gravitational force travels from the base to the knee joint. Then the knee joint magnifies it and sends to the big supporting muscles of the thigh. The thigh of the kicking leg then controls the direction and angle of the lower leg, according to where the target is. Accordingly, the type of kicking is determined, and the power is transmitted to the kicking terminal. You should always take good care of your knees due to their critical role in making power and susceptibility to injury. There are many types of conditioning exercises that help you strengthen your legs and necessary muscles of your trunk. In-place running is one of them. There are also many ways of running in place to strengthen your lower body. When you begin a kicking motion, first the center of gravity in your body triggers energy down toward the base of the standing leg. Then the kicking foot is picked up into the air and moves toward the target. The power from the base of the standing leg is transmitted to the kicking leg, and the energy of the kicking foot impacts the target like a bullet. Rotating your lower body helps you loosen up the waist muscles. Then lift your legs straight up and diagonally inward to loosen up your hip joint. Kicking takes place as a joint operation among your stomach, which is the center of the gravity, the standing leg, which is the base for power, and the kicking leg. Your stomach muscles ignite the fire. The standing leg provides a base for the power, and kicking leg creates impact on the target. Weight training is one of the good ways to build the muscles and inner strength. It also strengthens the ligament in the joint. When you combine it with a breathing exercise, it is an excellent method to enhance the cardiovascular capacity. Since your knees are critical in kicking, you must do regular knee exercise. Use 15 to 50 pounds of weight based upon your condition and repeat 3 to 5 sets of 15 to 30 repetitions. For explosive power, do it with a heavy weight and less repetitions. For stamina, do it with a lighter weight with more repetitions. There are three major muscle groups in the stomach: lower, middle, and upper area. The lower muscles initiate action, the middle muscles execute, the upper muscles for follow-through. To develop the upper muscle group, increase the angle of your sit-ups. For lower muscles, decrease the angle of your sit-ups. Lateral muscles are used for lateral kicking or punching and turning and spinning techniques. Lateral stomach muscles interact with the front muscles to move the upper or lower body. When you have those muscles well developed, your techniques will have better precision and power. Your neck muscles support your posture. It helps you keep your upper posture straight and provides you with better control over your head. Left-right leg coordination helps you do good combination skills. Coordination is a physical intelligence. With it, you can fight smart and efficient. You can lie back on the floor or hold the bar on a declined boat and bring your knees to your chest alternately. Synchronize it with a sharp and rhythmical breathing. In order to develop stomach and leg muscles at the same time, do leg lifting drills on a declined boat or vertical dipping stand. Every time you go to vacation, find a quiet beach and run in the water or on the sand. This is total training for leg, stomach, lung, and heart. This is a knee-elbow touch sit-up. Toe touch sit-up is for upper and middle stomach. Floor knee pitching is good to improve elasticity of your kicking leg. You can do it with a single leg or both legs. Floor raising kick is to condition the hamstring. Floor leg up is to develop the entire muscle groups of the stomach. Arm and leg cross is to develop the ability to control the center of gravity. Simply cross your arms and legs horizontally without touching the ground. Diagonal floor leg dipping is to develop the ability to adjust to an uncomfortable position. This also helps you strengthen the diagonal stomach muscles and hand grip. Push-up is the most popular exercise in the world to strengthen the upper body. When done properly, this helps you strengthen the muscles in your neck, shoulders, arms, wrist, stomach, legs, and toes. Knuckle push-up helps you straighten the wrist and strengthen the fist. Wave sit-up is good for developing dynamic muscle groups in the body. Static sit-ups work only on one or two specific muscles, but wave sit-up works on the entire body. Back sit-up strengthens the lower back and stretches the frontal muscles. Open-arm back sit-up is a total body strengthening exercise. Diagonal leg up is for lateral stomach muscles and the balance on the ground. Single leg double pitching is for developing explosive kicking skills. Hold your breath and do two knee-ups as quickly as possible, then do a short breath and repeat the drill 15 to 100 times. Single leg triple knee pitching is more advanced than the double pitching. It helps you sharpen your ability to control the leg and improve your kicking speed. In-place knee pitching is good for total conditioning exercise. You can also do it while moving forward and backward. Double step knee pitching helps your footwork and kicking skills. Double or triple knee pitching enhances your coordination in motion. Zigzag knee pitching is to develop attacking skills against a fast opponent. You can change directions to the left and right in 45 to 60 degree angle. Skipping step single leg double knee pitching is a drill to break the rhythm in fighting. This is a single leg triple knee pitching. Rear knee pitching is good for developing your balance and coordination in retreating. To be a competent fighter, you must be able to retreat safely while fighting back without losing balance. This training helps you improve counter-attacking movement. Zigzag rear knee pitching, circular rear knee pitching are also good drills to prepare for the aggressive fighters. Lower body twist is the simplest form of training to loosen up the body and prepare for fighting against any type of stylist. You can do it in place, moving forward, backward, or spinning around. For raising kick, open your arms, keep your torso straight with the head up, and raise your rear leg straight above your shoulder. For outside crescent knee kick, relax your shoulders and bring your knee across the center of the body and kick it outward. Outside crescent kick is done the same way like outside crescent knee kick. Just let the lower leg go as far as it goes, and swing it back to the next of the other foot and alternate the leg. Inside crescent knee kick is done from the natural position. Bring your knee straight up and inward. Inside crescent kick is done the same way like the inside crescent knee kick. Just let the lower leg go beyond the center line. Roundhouse knee kick is a good preparation for roundhouse kick. Bring your knee up across the center line and pivot the standing foot to shift your weight to the kicking direction, and then let it go. In our daily life, flexibility means a ready capability to adapt to new, different, or changing environment. In martial art practice, flexibility is the extent to which a joint can be moved through its normal range of motion. If the muscles are tight, the range of motion is limited. Range of motion has a base point and terminal point. The bigger the angle between the two points, the larger the range of motion is. The angle is determined by the position of the central station. The lower the central station is, the more flexible you become. When your muscles around the central station are tight, tension builds around the joint. For stretching, your upper body functions as a controller. You can adjust the intensity of pressure by controlling your upper body. When you bounce while stretching, it is called ballistic stretching. When you hold the motion, it is called static stretching. In martial arts, both are necessary. Why do you need flexibility? Good flexibility promotes smooth, efficient, and light movement. Since martial art movements are evaluated on the look and feel of the execution, smooth movements are highly desirable. With good flexibility, you can kick and jump high. When you're flexible, you can utilize natural body mechanics by removing hindrance to your techniques. By making more range of motion, you can make maximum speed and power. Holding a bar stretching is one of the easiest ways to enhance your flexibility. Hold the bar and simply put your leg up in the air and hold it for a while. It is important for you to set a target height and hold it there. This is good for both flexibility and strength. If you have a partner, hold one hand over your partner and put your leg on his shoulder. Keep your head straight for your balance and then release your hand. You can adjust your posture by moving your upper body. For hamstring flexibility, let your partner hold your foot and push it toward you. To increase the pressure, raise your foot higher and pull your leg toward your chest. For side stretching, hold both arms of your partner and stretch out, maintaining your foot at the target height. In order to control your leg muscles, pay attention to your kicking foot. Bring your heels up and toes down, and then pull the toes toward you. For dynamic stretching, you need a strong but flexible calf and ankle muscles. Lift your heel as high as you can and stretch your ankle muscles. Feel the tension on your calf when the heel goes up. Feel the flexible tension on your ankle when the heel goes down. This exercise leads you to a greater flexibility in movement. Hamstring stretching can be done either as a static stretching or ballistic stretching. Shift your weight entirely on one leg and lower your hip and give pressure on the hamstring. For groin stretch, stand with your feet about twice your shoulder width apart. Squat to the side with one leg bent and the other extended to the side, then alternate sides. For side split, extend one leg in front of and one leg behind your body. Keep your knees straight, then stretch hips and legs. For straddle stretch, spread your legs to the sides, bend at the waist and stretch forward. For inside hurdler stretch, sit with one leg bent to the inside and one leg extended in front of you. Stretch forward to touch your chest on one knee. Then bring the torso up with inhaling and stretch forward to the center with exhaling. Then bring your body up with inhaling and bend forward to touch your chest on the other side of the knee. When you do this kind of floor stretching exercise, imagine that there are parallel lines that your body should fit in. It is not easy at the beginning, but in a few weeks, you will see yourself progressing. You can also imagine reverse L-shaped corner, which your back should fit in. This drill will give you a specific goal for each exercise. As you progress, you can readjust the way you exercise and the amount of pressure you utilize on each target muscle group. For maximum result, do the stretching not just as mechanical repetitions, but living combinations with breathing, feeling, resting, and progressive experience in every single moment. Heavy bag is a good tool to practice actual impact of kicks. You can have immediate feedback for your kick whether it was delivered correctly or not with the proper amount of power. To create power, your upper body should be used as a leverage that divides standing leg and kicking leg. Your head should be as upright as possible and arms move around your body naturally. The standing leg functions as the base for power. The power moves to the central station, which is the center of your gravity near your stomach and hip. The power then is delivered to the terminal, which is your kicking foot. Your head plays the role of a controller, adjusting the height and balance of your body while in motion. It is important to set the target before your kick so that you can set your eyes on the target before your action begins. Through heavy bag workout, you can improve a sense of timing since the back moves with a certain reactive force, speed, and directions. You need to adjust your power, direction, and distance accordingly. To prevent injury, avoid kicking too hard or too heavy back to prevent joint and back injury. Avoid using whipping or hooking motions when you kick on hanging down heavy back. Always condition and recondition yourself before and after heavy bag workout. Flying side kick is one of the most common kicks for heavy bag drill. When you jump, there are two different forces that are merged into one in the air. Number one on this screen is the force of the knee. Number two, the force of the arms. Both create power for the height and air coordination. Once we are in the air, 1 and 2 stabilize your body and create number 3 power. The more control you have on number 1 and 2, the more power you can generate with number 3. Jumping back kick is also a good technique for heavy back workout. First, jump and turn your body and stretch out your kicking leg to the target. Number 1 on this screen is rising force, number 2 or turning force, number 3 a kicking force. All these forces are sequentially coordinated as one free-flowing motion. Jump spin heel kick is also used on a lighter target. 360-degree jump spin whip kick also has three important elements. Number one here is the initial leverage of the jumping leg, number two, turning force of the upper body, number three, the kicking force. When all these three elements are coordinated successfully in the air, you can experience a successful jump spin whip kick. A pole wrapped with a safety material can be a good tool for kicking drills. Since it is a static position, you can aim low, middle, high section and practice short, medium, and long kicks without worrying about its swings like heavy bag. You can also move around 360-degree angles, either to the left or right directions, anytime, any situation, for attacking drills or counter-attacking practice. You can also practice multiple kicks alternating both legs or one leg kicks with a different timing. These drills are often difficult with a moving heavy bag because of the irregular swinging time. for your own safety, stick to simple kicks that you can control the degree of force and speed. Avoid back kick or any jumping technique or flying kick that might damage your spine and the knee joint. Shield target is easy to carry around and useful for various kicking drills. You can practice virtually any technique and easily change the angle, distance, height of the target. For sidekick practice, knee control is critical. First, your kicking knee and foot are lifted up and travel from position B to position B1, preparing to hit the target. As a result, your head moves from position A to position A1 to compensate the balance. Before you kick, your upper body was at position 1. When you kick, it moves to position 2. As a result, your kicking foot delivers more power without losing balance. Back kick follows a similar principle. The difference is a back kick generates 2 to 3 times more power than side kick. It has a turning momentum that magnifies force A to force B. Back kick delivers more body weight and acceleration force at the impact. To understand how important it is to deliver weight on your kicking leg, put your foot on the shield and shift your entire body weight before kicking. Then push it away. For back kick drill, there are two things that you need to keep in mind. First, align the beginning point and ending point of your movement straight. Second, spot the target by turning your head over your shoulder, and then return backward the way you went in. Using a stretching bar is helpful to improve your ability to control your body in the air when you do jump kicks. Lean your body toward the bar, spot the target, bring your body up, keep your balance, and kick the target just before your body begins to drop. Then bring back the leg to the original position. It is not the power that makes jump kick successful, but the synchronization that coordinates every part of the body into one unit of energy that explodes at the moment of impact, which lasts less than a second. It is a combination of a physical and mechanical precision and mental relaxation and focus in action. The result? A confident feeling of another successful performance in the journey of a martial training. If you are a serious competitor, Hokujiru will give you realism of actual hit to the opponent's torso. Holder can provide you with all different angles and distance, direction and height with different timing. You can practice the actual applications of your technique in semi-realistic situation. You can customize every technique you have practiced on the Hogu according to the types of opponents you are going to fight. Let the holder move straight forward, backward, or lateral ways so that you can practice the same skill in different ways in different situations. Practice short kick, medium kick, long kick, quick kick, and slow kick, attacking kick, and counter-attacking kick in one streak of the drill, just as you will do in actual fighting. For pattern hogu drills, you can attack straight or turnaround techniques. Single roundhouse kick and double roundhouse kicks are most common techniques due to the easiness in performing and scoring. More advanced skills are turnkey or jump turnkey. As you progress in moving forward attack, you can begin moving backward counterattack drills. In this drill, attacking and counterattacking takes place at the same time. Either you do a single kick, double kicks, or triple kicks, it is important for you to do them in a single, quick, explosive manner. Explosive action has a number of advantages. It generates explosive power, it builds your confidence, it is a quick and precise and scores point. It demoralizes the opponent, it makes your opponent back up, which creates an opportunity for your further attack. In conclusion, explosive action helps you take an initiative, which is the most fundamental element in combat. The final stage is to practice kicking while moving around and forward, doing attacking and counter-attacking techniques at the same time. You must be in ultimate condition to be doing so. You need to relax your muscles so that your body moves spontaneously and keep your head straight and let your arms swing freely. Do yelling with inhaling and exhaling regularly and powerfully with every kick. Using two pedals is the most popular method of practicing kicking techniques because you can practice two or more kicking techniques at a time. When you practice kicking, there are four imaginary sections that you need to divide for precision. On this graphic, A is a beginning section, B transitional section, C impact section, D zero force section. Putting a chair in front of you is a good way to feel the division. The chair also enforces you to lift your knee to at least your hip height. Begin slowly first. When you're confident enough, do it in normal speed. Front kick and side whip kick combination helps you develop strength and coordination of your hip joint. Power initially comes from the stomach and then is transmitted to your hip. The hip then explodes the power through your leg and foot. Whip kick begins from section A, then D and C, and finally explodes at section B. It requires strong rear muscles and hip control. Holding a tree, stretching bar, or pattern is a good way to develop this skill. First, practice it slowly with the biggest range of motion, then do it short but fast to develop explosive power of your technique. Retracting drill is also a good way to develop hip muscles to enhance retracting speed after kicking. Recovery speed is as important as kicking speed, especially when you do multiple techniques in a row. You can do this kind of retracting drills with any technique. Choose one technique and practice the sequence in reversal way. It'll give you new ideas of how you do what you do. When you do two kick combination, the first kick should be soft and the second hard. If you do the first hard, the second has less pop. To develop penetrating power in your kick, use two horizontally aligned pedals. The real power should be released into the second pedal. For two-person holding pedal drill, first look at the targets and determine what techniques should be the best. Then kick quickly as one combinational sequence. For two-person line drill, look at the position and angle of the targets and respond instinctively with a variety of kicking skills. The important elements are height, distance, and angle. You can move forward to shorten the distance, move backward to lengthen the distance, or move to the side to adjust your angle of kicking. Whatever kicking you choose to do, remember to hit the target at perpendicular angle at impact for maximum power. For every kick to the pedal, always imagine it as a real target on your opponent. For better precision, let's divide the space into four sections. Your first target is the left side of the opponent's trunk, the second the right side, the third the face. Roundhouse kick, turn kick, whip kick, axe kick are some of the weapons against this target area. These three areas are the most common targets for sport competition. The fourth is a horizontal line at the lower stomach. Side kick, back kick, pushing kick, and hopping side kick are some of the weapons against this target. The fifth target is the central region around the solar plexus. This is the second most vulnerable area after face. Techniques for this area: front kick, side kick, and jump back kick. In some tournaments, kicking to the low sections and punching to the face are allowed, whereas some tournaments allow neither of them. However, for your personal training for self-defense, I recommend you to practice techniques against every possible target areas, directions, and angles. Low, high, left, right, and outside and inside. After all, knowledge is the power. More importantly, experience keeps the knowledge alive. When your instinct is vivid, you have a better chance to survive and win. Trees wave rhythmically when they meet the wind. Rhythm is a succession of beats that every moving object has in order to record an alternation of the strong and weak in the flow of a movement. It is a natural element for survival. Kicking is a movement that is used for survival. Every kick has a regular recurrence of a muscular contraction and extension. With the rhythm, kicks look superior in quality to those that are stiff and hard. Kicks with the proper rhythm are sensitive to ever-changing fighting environment, therefore work more effectively. There are in-place kicks and moving kicks. Moving kicks are done while moving forward, backward, sideways, or circular way. In-place kicks are done as a single kick, double kicks, or triple kicks with one leg or both legs. Kicking trees is a training in nature to discover and feel the natural survival rhythm in our body, and you become stronger and efficient in combat. Interval training is intensive consecutive kicks done in a short period of time. By interval kicking drills, you can increase explosive speed and cardiovascular capacity in a relatively short period of time. Interval training also helps you improve your kicking speed. Speed is the ability to move the whole or part of the body from one place to another in the shortest possible time. How can you enhance your speed? First, perceive the situation quickly. Second, react quickly. Third, execute the technique quickly. Lastly, recover your leg quickly. Kicking the trunk of the tree can help you measure the power that your kick generates. There is no cushion or swing as you have in heavy back kicking drills. You will have the exact amount of reaction power from the tree, so you can adjust how much power you need to generate for certain kicks in certain distance. Tree trunk kick also helps you improve the precision of your kick. Think of the trunk as the spine of the opponent. If you can hit the trunk from any angle with any kick anytime, you will probably be able to hit the opponent's vital target at least 75% while he or she is moving around. Common techniques for this drill are side kick and back kick that utilize the bottom of the foot. Avoid doing roundhouse kick that utilize the instep of your foot, or spin whip kick that utilize flexibility of the knee and hip joint. Also, do not kick too hard to prevent from being injured or destroying the tree. Precision is the ability to carry out movement with accuracy. Precision comes from the accurate execution of a movement by corresponding muscles. Muscle spindles play a large role in checking and controlling precision movement. Through repetitive precision drills with a specific target in mind, your muscles will remember those paths and execute the way they are conditioned. For precision drills, let's divide the area into 15 regions, 5 vertical target levels, and 3 horizontal sections. By dividing the area, your kicks will have a more precise target rather than hitting random places. When you have a clear idea about where you're aiming, your muscles are more focused and the mind more decisive. With a decisive mind, your muscles function sharper without distraction. Then, your technique is crisp and precise. Precision is not only the result of the movement, but the execution as well. A technique that is performed accurately uses less energy, moves fast, and has more power than poorly performed techniques. Precision should be developed early in learning process. Here are some tips for precision drills. Imitate perfect model of the movement as closely as possible. Execute properly from the beginning. Avoid developing bad habits. Always practice movement exactly as they will be performed in your target activity. Practice trains the neuromuscular response and the coordination of the brain and muscles. If you train them poorly, they will become conditioned to perform poorly. Never practice precision skills when you are physically or mentally tired. Precision is reduced greatly by muscular fatigue. It is reduced even further by mental fatigue. If you are tired, take break. Aero kick means jump and kick based on the aero leverage. It is one of the most advanced level of kicks in martial art training. For example, there are two stages in aero jump back kick. The first is jumping stage, the second is a turning stage. Up to the jump stage, you bring your upper body as high as possible. At the turning stage, hold your body aligned to the target and explode energy into the air. At the point of kicking, your body drops from the point A to point B, while your kicking leg travels to point C. The other leg then aligns in triangular position with your head and kicking foot to maintain balance. The stronger are the line A and B in the air, the stronger the line C becomes. In other words, the better you can control your upper body and jumping leg, the more power and stability your kicking leg has. In a linear aero kick, your legs and upper body travel toward the target as one unit. The more integrated they are, the more powerful the kick becomes, and the higher, further the body travels. In this graphic, as the kicking foot approaches the target, the other foot also aims toward the target, and the head is traveling toward the target close to the kicking foot. At the moment of impact, the body then turns to the side, uncoiling the entire body to explode energy. Then the kicking leg stretches out through the target, bringing all the energy from the upper body and the jumping leg. Aero flipping kick has three stages: preparation stage, floating stage, and flipping stage. At the preparation stage, bend the knees 90 degrees, bring your arms back 90 degrees, keep your head upright, relax your shoulders, and deeply breathe in. During the floating stage, bring the center of gravity in your stomach to the head point toward the target height. Let your feet move toward the target and tuck in your chin. At the flipping stage, hold your center of gravity at the head point until your feet reach the target. Snap your knees just before the impact. For multiple aero kicks, distribute your energy properly while in the air. First kick soft, then slightly hard, then finally kick with the full force. If you kick hard first, your body gets too heavy and drops before your second kick. In 540-degree spinning aero kick, there are three horizontal leverages. The lowest is the first base leverage at the ground. The second one is the highest height for the second kick, from which you prepare for the third kick. The third leverage is in the middle, from which your final kick is delivered. At the final kick, while the landing leg drops to the ground, your upper body and kicking leg maintain similar degree at the moment of impact. If not, you will lose balance in landing, which often causes ankle injury. These aero kicks are not for everybody. First and foremost, you must be in excellent physical and mental condition. Before you begin, always master the basic skills and be comfortable with them. Before practicing ground kick, condition your upper body and lower back 10 to 15 minutes to prevent any lower back or ligament injury. Ground kicks are different from standing kicks. You have more frictions from the ground and some limitations in the usage of space. The advantage is that you can use the ground for extra leverage. For example, when you do ground roundhouse kick or hook kick, put your both hands on the floor. You will feel much more control of your foot in kicking. The same is applied to spinning kicks too. You can project your hip in the air and release your leg inward, outward, or circular way more freely than when you do standing kicks. The first key is in how and where and when to position your hand. The second key is how to position your standing knee. The third key is the equilibrium of the kicking leg. In ground kicks, your upper body initiates the action and your lower body releases the leg as a response. To make your kick effective, the upper body action should be short but powerful, and your lower limb action should be smooth and flexible. Ground kicks are fun to practice and effective for self-defense situations. For spin kick, lower your body to the rear and throw your leg out. For a takedown kick, hook the opponent's ankle with your lower instep and do ground side kick to the side or rear of his front leg. When he falls down, make a follow-up techniques such as roundhouse kicks to the head or ribcage. Follow-up techniques can be done in all different ways. It is entirely up to your personal judgment. Rule of thumb is that they are done in the order of urgency. For example, if the opponent has a knife in his hand, kick the wrist or arm first. If he is wearing a helmet, kick the ribcage first. If he is wearing a heavy leather jacket, you will probably kick the head first. The key for multiple kicks on the ground is the leverage. The leverage is created by your two hands on the ground and intensified by lowering your upper body close to the ground without losing the sight of your opponent. Always use the other foot to either control the opponent's movement or strengthen your leverage. axe kick can also be a powerful self-defense tool. When it is done properly, it is one of the most powerful weapons on the ground. It generates the power like a sledgehammer does. The power not only comes from muscular strength and speed, but also from the right alignment of the body. This enables you to have maximum usage of the body weight, utilizing the power of the gravity. The second element for power is the range of motion. The bigger the range of motion is, the more power your kick can generate. Regular stretching is very helpful to attain the flexibility for greater range of motion. Ground pushing kick is one of the least used kicks in today's martial art world. Once you take him down with a ground hook kick and side kick combination, look for the good timing to kick his hip area as he falls. Make sure you practice this technique away from the windows or mirrors. Fighting is a flow. It follows a stronger fighter's flow. When you gain the winning momentum, there's no distraction and you are sure of winning. So when you feel the winning momentum, you must drive it all the way. Often in fighting, to think means to be too late. When there's only time to act, you must be spontaneous. Combination skills are designed to help you grab the moment that can lead you to the victory. Either you are attacking or counterattacking, combination skills are necessary to respond in unexpected situations without conscious thought. Most useful combinations are roundhouse kick combination and double kicks, and roundhouse axe kick combination, and turn kick back kick combination, and back kick axe kick combination, and back kick roundhouse kick or turn kick roundhouse kick combination. The bottom line is that your combination techniques must be simple to use and effective. It means you must use what you have a complete confidence in doing. For one leg techniques, roundhouse kick, hook kick, and side kick combinations are effective and relatively easy to use. Many cases in fighting, it is not what you do, but how you do things that makes you a winner. They should always be used with an element of a surprise.